Fen Gomez.
What the Harris campaign is doing there, what they're seeing is this is a strategic opening for them to amplify and to have voters remember that there is a very, very key issue here that's central to her campaign, and that is abortion rights, reproductive rights. It allows them to have a strategic effort to make an appeal to more moderate Republican women voters, some of whom they're targeting in the suburbs of Philadelphia, you know, suburbs of Phoenix, places like that.
Katie Vance appealed to younger voters during a stop today at a university in North Carolina.
And what are the prevailing ideas that are governing in Washington, D.C. that affect young people disproportionately? Number one, that we should use our young people as cannon fodder for foreign military misadventures that are frankly going to get a lot of your peers killed unless we have a smarter foreign policy.
A judge in Pennsylvania has put on hold a state challenge to the $1 million voter sweepstakes from Elon Musk. Christopher Cruz reports.
District Attorney Larry Krasner argues the sweepstakes, in which voters in seven battleground states who sign a petition are eligible to win $1 million, is an illegal lottery scheme under Pennsylvania law. The case was argued in state court today and has now been assigned to a federal district judge who served as a Republican Pennsylvania attorney general. One of Krasner's attorneys, John Summers.
We will proceed to federal court and we will address the issues there and seek to have the matter remanded back to the state court.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The situation is growing more dire in Gaza, where throngs of Palestinians rush to get bread in Khan Yunis. Chris Sidoti is with an independent international commission.
Kids aren't terrorists. And yet, between what happened in southern Israel on the 7th of October and what has happened since then, we have had thousands and thousands of kids killed.
Weekly jobless claims are down. Consumer spending increased last month. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 288 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. A groundbreaking for the new Lincoln King Community Center took place in Racine yesterday. The governor and the mayor marked the start of the $68 million project by turning some dirt. The center, funded through state, federal, and private resources, aims to enhance health care options in the area. A house fire in Zion resulted in the deaths of three family members Monday night. Authorities are investigating the cause. Former President Donald Trump held a rally at the Resch Center in Green Bay last night. He criticized the economy and immigration while wearing a safety vest.
13,000 plus murderers, many of them committed more than one murder, and they're walking around in our country free and clear.
He'll return to Wisconsin for another rally at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee tomorrow. Vice President Kamala Harris will also be in Milwaukee tomorrow. Kenosha native Gavin Lux celebrated another World Series victory with the Dodgers beating the Yankees last night. The win adds to Lux's collection as he was part of the Dodgers championship team in 2020. And keep an eye out for the kids today. Trick-or-treating will take place in Racine from 5 to 7. In Kenosha, it's 4 to 7. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
A Bucks player cited for speeding. High on Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Milwaukee Bucks guard Andre Jackson Jr. has been slapped with a speeding violation after crashing his BMW into another car, then into an apartment building at Yankee Hill in downtown Milwaukee over the weekend. At first, the team said it was a single car crash, but the Journal Sentinel discovered a second vehicle was involved. No injuries to the two people in that car. Jackson to pay for damages and the $138 fine. The Bucks are in Memphis to face the Grizzlies tomorrow night. NFL, Packers rookie linebacker Edrin Cooper talked about his sack and forced fumble against the Jaguars' Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, it's something we work on a lot, you know, like our defense. That's what we want to do, try to get the ball. Explosive plays turn to points, so and that's what happens. So that's just our way of thinking.
Matt LaFleur says the rookie gets better every week.
It seems to me that he's developing a better routine. I think Coop's done a better job in that regard.
The Packers host the Lions on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Under cloudy skies with showers tapering off to light drizzle this afternoon and winds whipping. Sustained at 30 miles per hour, gusts could reach near 50, which is why a wind advisory is in effect until 10 p.m. That'll be crashing our temperatures spooky cold throughout the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being with me this afternoon. Happy Halloween. We'll give you all the trick-or-treat times coming up a little bit later. But first, here's CCR on WRJN.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by a magician. Do, do, do.
Thank you. Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over. always have your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Well, happy Halloween, Stuart J. Waddles.
And happy Halloween to you. Give me your candy.
Did you have a favorite candy growing up?
I still do. It's $100,000.
$100,000 bar. Yeah. How about a favorite? Do you have a favorite costume you remember from growing up?
I don't. I know a lot of more of the memories I have are when I was a little older as a kid. And at that point, it was just, let's put on a mask and go get some candy.
Yeah.
But I probably did them all when I was a kid, you know, the soldier, the firefighter.
Do you, cowboy. As an adult, do you dress
no,
up?
No, I don't partake.
No.
No.
Every year, I go as Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
for the last 40 years. No, I always tell people that whenever somebody asks me if I'm going, you know, if I'm dressing up for Halloween, I always tell them Dorothy from The Wizard. I never have. But
oh, well, I think it's sometime, maybe April Fool's Day, you actually do it.
Get the, what is it, the gingham gown, the gingham dress?
And sure.
All right. I'll do it. Do you get a lot of kids at your house for trick-or-treating?
It's tricky because we go out ourselves. So.
Oh, yeah.
We leave and then we try and come back and like dedicate at least 30, 45 minutes to the, to sitting around handing out candy.
We would always,
I got three little ones. So they're on the take.
Yeah. My kids are all grown up now. So, but when they were young, one of us would go out with them and the other one would stay home. We would take turns doing it. So,
oh, well I guess that's nice of you to have that thought. We all go out.
But it didn't matter for our house though, because at our house, we really don't get trick or treaters. If I get two trick or treaters tonight, that'll be a lot.
Hmm.
It's pretty sad, actually.
So they get like half the bowl each?
We don't buy that much.
No,
that we just get a couple of bars, and that's because we don't use them.
You get the big bars at least.
I don't know what she's got this year. That's my wife's department. I'm going to let you.
You're only handing out like a three or four of them. Get the big ones.
I know, right? And yeah. not just the full size. We're talking the ginormous ones, the big
you
ones.
You will live in the mind of your neighborhood children for the next 30 years.
There are no neighborhood children. They don't go out. It doesn't happen. All right,
that's benefiting that.
Happy Halloween. Oh, should I do the monster voice for Halloween?
Oh, you got a monster voice?
I do. Ready?
All right. Yeah.
Happy Halloween, Stuart.
Oh, that's terrifying. Spooky.
There's Stuart J. Waddles.
Oh, no.
He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs. Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at Racine Youth Sports. Providing quality structured youth sports to the children of Racine County, their various programs throughout the year teach sports fundamentals, good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $40 sports registration certificate for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Vollman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. For trick-or-treating tonight, mostly cloudy and a low of 37. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny and a high near 50. Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A semi-truck carrying cardboard went up in flames this morning on I-94 near the county line. Racine County emergency teams got the first call for the fire at just before 4 this morning. 3 lanes of traffic were shut down as firefighters battled wind-fueled flames. The cause of the fire remains unknown. Kenosha's very own Gavin Lux will have another ring to show off. Lux, a second baseman for the Los Angeles Dodgers, added another World Series ring to his collection last night with the Dodgers beating the Yankees. Lux won a championship as part of the 2020 team as well. And slow it down this afternoon. Racine will have trick-or-treating from 5 to 7 today, with Kenosha offering kids an extra hour from 4 to 7. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
Under cloudy skies with showers tapering off to light drizzle this afternoon and winds whipping. Sustained at 30 miles per hour, gusts could reach near 50, which is why a wind advisory is in effect until 10 p.m. That'll be crashing our temperatures spooky cold throughout the evening.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. In a recent survey of restaurant managers, three quarters of them say going up to an all-you-can-eat buffet more than three times is just not right. So I guess pitching a tent over my table and laying out a sleeping bag is off limits?
Tell me how much you miss me when the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the whole side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town.
can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? Down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town. Down.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
There's a kind of hush. Feeling good, just holding you tight.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, happy Halloween. Are your kids going out trick-or-treating tonight? Here are some of the trick-or-treat times across the area. City of Racine tonight, 5 to 7 p.m. for trick-or-treating. City of Kenosha, 4 to 7 p.m. What else do we have here? City of Burlington, 6 to 8. Town of Burlington, also 6 to 8. Waterford, 5:30 to 7:30. Caledonia, 5:30 to 7:30. Elmwood Park, 5 to 7. Mount Pleasant, 5 to 7. If you want the complete list, go to the WRJN Facebook page. You'll see them there.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine. Open 7 days a week.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Bringing the house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Heartland Trophy is up for grabs in Iowa City. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
The Beatles on WRJN. It was on this date in 2005, 19 years ago today. The white suit worn by John Lennon on the cover of the Beatles' Abbey Road album sold for $118,000 at an auction in Las Vegas.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco. Had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You woke up.